Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Bike with Swing Time. Mike Coates here, your presenter for the second hour. And my thanks to John Yule for some very interesting new releases. I was particularly impressed with the first pianist that he played, the trio. I thought the music on there was delightful. I have to give him 10 out of 10, which doesn't happen every 5 minutes, of course. My opening track came from an album entitled Jimmy and Wes, The Dynamic Duo. And for once, I think that the marketing people got it right. Wes Montgomery and Jimmy Smith both have a dynamic approach to jazz, which complements each other's style. The conductor and arranger, Oliver Nelson, brings the large big band group on the track together in a very, very cohesive manner. Here are the players in the big band. Clark Terry, trumpet and flugelhorn. Jimmy Maxwell, Joe Newman, Ernie Royle make up the trumpets. Jimmy Cleveland and Quentin Jackson, along with Melba Liston, trombones. Tony Studd, bass trombone. Jerome Richardson, Jerry Dodgen, Bob Ashton, Phil Woods, Danny Bank play assorted flutes, clarinets and saxophones, but I'd spend the rest of the afternoon telling you what they were. Jimmy Smith on organ, of course, Wes Montgomery guitar, Richard Davis is the bass player, and Grady Tate at the drums. Oliver Nelson, conductor and arranger. Recorded in the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on the 23rd of September, 1966. And I think they were at least in cohesion with each other, but I think the track was more of a happy-go-lucky local rather than a night train. Well, at least two of the musicians on the next selection may have been well acquainted with that last tune, as they are both Ellingtonians. They are Ben Webster and Barney Biggard. The composition is by another brass man in the lineup, and it's a jazz standard that was first performed in London on the 20th of June 1936, when the musician was in Britain and Europe. Since then, it has been recorded many, many times. In latter years, by Miles Davis, Eric Dolphy and Pharoah Saunders. It is When Lights Are Low, and was written by Benny Carter, who plays it on this track along with Shorty Sharrock trumpet, Barney Biggard clarinet, Ben Webster tenor, Benny Carter plays alto, Jimmy Rowles is the pianist, and we'll hear from Jimmy a bit later in my programme today. Mel Lewis was the drummer, and Leroy Vinegar bass. Recorded in Los Angeles, 10th of April, 1962, When Lights Are Low. Thank you. Benny Carter was quite a self-effacing individual, and one wonders to some extent why he didn't push himself more. But frankly, with the quality of the music that he played, his instrumental work, and certainly with his compositions, as the one we've just heard, he really didn't need to assure his very high position in the jazz pecking order. Now for a duet, and it involves Jimmy Rolls, as I promised a little earlier. It's an original piece by Jimmy Rolls entitled The Persian, and I regret I am unable to give you any background to the individual concerned. I can tell you that Jimmy Rolls, of course, plays piano, and his bass playing companion is Red Mitchell. It was recorded in the Studio des Champs-Élysées in Paris on the 21st of July 1978. Here is The Persian. Persian by Jimmy Rowles and Red Mitchell. There are 8 tracks on this CD, which is called Red and Me. In my opinion, they are all of that outstanding quality, and I feel I should tell you I shall be returning to that disc in the very near future. My next selection is more in the nature of an addendum to John's gig guide for this week. Certainly, you will be able to hear what I'm going to tell you about in Sheffield, or anywhere else for that matter. On a number of occasions this year, since May, I have played, in his centenary year, tracks associated with Miles Davis. The BBC are also about to continue this tribute with their own programme, but not quite in the jazz tradition as we know it. The BBC prom broadcast on Thursday, the 20th of August, that's next Thursday, will feature Miles Davis for 3 hours. Not, of course, Miles himself, but the tribute to Miles Davis. The programme will be devoted to a number of his compositions, and the visiting American trumpet player is Ambrose Akinmusiah, a man I've not cropped heard or am aware that he crops up in many jazz circles. But of course, this will be a classical concert. The music for the feature will include Gone, Gone, Gone and Summertime from Porgy and Bess, and as here, the Concerto de Aranjuez, which will feature as a sort of tribute to the composer as much as to Miles Davis. The concert, the programme starts, it's a 3-hour programme. It starts on BBC Radio 3, commencing at 7 p.m. And I'm going to feature the track that they are going to highlight. But in this instance, it is an alternate track recorded a couple of days after the version that we normally hear on the album. Concerto de Aranjuez, Miles Davis and Gil Evans. Well, that alternate take was recorded a few days after the version that we hear on the original Sketches of Spain, so I'm not going to read out the personnel, which is pretty much the same as on that original disc. I will tell you it was recorded at the 30th Street Studios, New York City, on the 15th of November 1959. And that Miles Davis prom concert, to remind you, is on BBC Radio 3, commencing 7 p.m. on Thursday, the 20th of August. And there will be, halfway through the programme, a discussion about Miles Davis's programme. Work, I should say. You are listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the selections for the second hour of the programme. In a recent discussion John and I had in the editorial office, we realised that we had omitted to record the passing of a well-known American singer. This was the lady in question.
I'm so weary and all alone. Feet are tired like heavy stone. Traveling all alone. Who will see and who will care about this love that I must bear? Traveling all alone. Prayers I send to heaven above, but my burdens, woes, and love, head bowed down with misery, nothing now appeals to me. Traveling all alone.
Travelling All Alone, sung there by, sadly, the late Rebecca Kilgore with the Keith Ingham Sextet. They were Joel Wilder, trumpet, Kemper Plowski, clarinet and tenor, Keith Ingham, piano, Gene Bertasini on guitar, Frank Tate, bass, Steve Little, drums, and Keith Ingham was the arranger. Rebecca Kilgore, of course, the singer. Recorded at the Campo Studio, New York City, on the 26th, 27th of February, 2001. Yes, my apologies for not getting around to this much belated announcement before. As the actual sad death of Rebecca Kilgore took place on the 7th of January, 2026. Unlike many jazz musicians, Rebecca's initial forays into the music business did not involve a very a jazz background. Although it's true to say that she did sing for a short while with a swing band, her initial experiences embraced many styles: Western swing, popular song, folk songs, and similar. Additionally, she did not sing in public until 1981, by which time she had picked up on the work of Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. This next recording, I think, gives a good idea of the kind of performance associated with Rebecca Kilgore at this time. It's a duo where Rebecca is accompanied by guitar player John Miller, and it was recorded in Sound Impression Studio in Milwaukee in Oregon. The tune is Look for the Silver Lining, and the recording date was the 4th, the 5th, or the 27th of June 1991. Here's Rebecca Kilgore again.
Sun is shining, and so the right thing. Find the sunny side of life. remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Just look for the silver lining, try to find the sunny side of life.
Oh, the sound of the initial kind of work that Rebecca Kilgore was involved with. She did secure, because she played guitar, some gigs with a group called Holy Cats. And by this time, she was certainly more involved in what we might call the jazz scene. And she was exposed here to work from people such as Maxine Sullivan, Peggy Lee, Connie Boswell and Lee Wiley. And it was whilst with this group that she was invited in 1991, that's after that recording was made, to join pianist Dave Frischberg. And it's really from this point that Rebecca's career really took off. Another important jazz mentor from around this time was the trombone player Dan Barrett. And I think you might like this track that we're about to hear. It's called Cry Me a River. With Rebecca, we have Dan Barrett on trombone and Paolo Alder at the piano. Recorded in the Classic Piano Shop in Portland, Oregon, which is where Rebecca finally resided, on the 21st of December 2013. Cry Me a River. Thank you.
love. I'm not the girl who cared about fortunes and such. I never cared much. Oh, look at me now. And I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. I never knew much. Oh, look at me now. Got a new man, what a man. He's no handsome Errol Flynn. I like his face and his bank is Chase. $500,000 ain't tin. So I'm the girl who turned out a lover, and I'm the girl who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things. Oh, look at me now. Well, I'm a new girl in a whirl. Never knew that love was like this. With a new heart, a brand new start, gonna be a Mrs., not Miss. So I'm the girl who longed for a cottage. Yes, I'm the girl who's got an estate with a gate. I am doing great. Oh, look at me now. What a difference. Just take a good look now. Do, 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 you do now.
Rebecca Kilgore with her good friend Dan Barrett, and a slight mix-up there in the sense that I was going to play two other tracks. However, that gives me an opportunity next week to give a little more information about the sadly deceased Rebecca Kilgore. Home time again here at Swing Time. Mike Coates saying thank you for listening today. We expect to be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more jazz, swing and blues music. I do hope that you can tune in. Dizzy Gillespie always is working, and he tells us that with Burke's Works.